What's up, guys? Welcome to my channel page, wherever you at watching this video. So I've decided to do advice for you read, okay? So I know a lot of people hitting me up in my inbox or whatever and trying to figure out what is going on. So we're going to look into some kind of advice read, okay? So let's see. All right, so for those that's into the music, honey, we're going to look at an oracle card for you guys or whatever sounds artist, the artist that's out there, we're going to look. Okay, so let's see. Advice for the collective. All right, let's see. What is here? Let me show me what I need to see. I hear ready. Hey, I know that's right. So a lot of you guys are ready. Hey, what's up, yo? Welcome to the podcast. All right, so let's see. What is here for the collective when it comes to the artists? Okay, let's see. Let's see. All right, let's see who this is. John Coltrane. Ooh, is he a blues person? So some of you guys definitely into some kind of music. All right, it says take your solo, but give others their moment too, okay? So whatever you guys are doing that's artists, make sure you guys share the spotlight, okay? However, whatever that means, it's like basically share, okay? Because it says take your solo, but give, you know, others their moment too. So give credit to somebody. Like, for instance, if you guys are doing something with some kind of art, make sure you credit the old school or credit the original Montana, okay? Hey, Serena. All right, so let's see what else it says. It says, if you follow your own truth, there are no flaws. I mean, there are no false notes, okay? So when it comes to that, when you follow your own truth, there are no false notes. It's like, basically, I'm hearing that some of you guys might need to revise something that's going to have something to do with music, contracts, talent, art, whatever this is. It's like, look over it again before you, you know, submit it, okay? Then I'm hearing also the submit button, so something like that. Somebody forgot to push something or do something. Somebody forgot to cross their T's and dot their I's, all right? Then it says, find the beauty in the unexpected. So again, some of you artists, something about you guys, you have that eye, okay? But it's like, maybe you guys are failing or you might be in doubt that you don't have this anymore. Something is going on, honey. But we have John right here, honey, okay? So let's see what else is here, okay? So now let's look into career, honey. Let's see. For those that's worried about their business or career, let's look into that. What is here for the collective? All right. Business, career, school, work, whatever the heck you do for a living, honey, or what you want to do. So let's see. What is here? Thank you guys for coming, honey. You come into the Birika channel. How y'all doing? And a podcast as well. All right. So I'm pre-recording this. All right, let's see. What is here for the collective? Advice. Oh, man. I don't know how to pronounce this. All right, let me just show y'all so y'all can see. All right, y'all listening over there, so let me get it right. I'm going to try to pronounce it. Ingver, okay, I think I got it right. Whatever it is, it says, it's good business models required. So it's good business model required self-assembly, okay? So what is this? Something you got to do on your own or something about you, okay? You guys could be entrepreneurs or something because it says self-assembly, okay? So something you guys are doing, okay? Or you have to do on your own, all right? This can have something to do with, like, some of you guys might be looking for a handout or help. This is not for everybody, okay? Or you expecting this or waiting on this. But it's saying here, a good business model requires self-assembly. So, you know, one of my old heads used to say, one of my family members used to say, like, nobody going to do it unless you do it yourself. I think my mom used to say, my mom say that. She's still living, thank God. But my mom say, if you want something done, you got to go out and do it yourself. So that's what I'm seeing right here when it comes to your career, as well as your finances, as well, should we say finances? Yeah, hell yeah. Career, finances, business, whatever you have to do, sweeties, you're going to have to go out and do it yourself. Take action. Okay. Then it says your customer is your coworkers. Okay. Your customer is your coworker. So something about that, this could be teamwork or whatever this is. I feel as though this is telling you for, even if this is have something to do with career. Okay. Your customer is your coworker. So basically you want to keep seeing them all the time. Okay. Even if they're a customer, a coworker, whatever, you want to keep seeing them. Okay. Teamwork. All right. Now, the last one, it says privacy loves company. Privacy loves company. So some of you guys might have a small business, okay? That's a company. If this is not a small business, some of you guys might be doing something, like something is small or something is being kept, all right? This could be you guys putting a certain limitation on something. This could be a way of thinking, a way of moving, a way of action, okay? But it says privacy loves company, okay? Whatever this means, all right? Take what apply, let the rest fly. All right, so let's look into the love for you guys. For those that's here for love, let's get an oracle on that. What is here for those that's here for love? Let's see. This here for those that is concerned about love. All right. All right, y'all, let's look. What is here? Woo! What is going on? We got Ricky Martin that's going on right here, okay? So some of you guys are single, ready to mingle, all right? Others of you might be dealing with someone is turned on by you, okay? Something is going on, or this could be you turned on by someone, okay? Something's going on. A lot of sexual attention is in the air. Hey, Muhammad, how you doing, baby? All right, so it says, sex is like exercise. Practice and discipline are essential. So some of you guys might be really, like, withstanding from, intimacy or something like that. Others of you might be playing around, but it's not in a physical aspect of things, okay? Others of you, if this is a love interest, this love interest is turned on by you, okay? Then it says the crowd can go wild, but love is something only your secret heart can know, okay? So some of you guys are definitely saving yourself for someone, okay? Even though you have, like, people around you, some of you guys are definitely, saving yourself for that special someone. Others of you, this can have something to do with another. I feel as though someone is the same as you is watching you, okay? Someone the same as you. I'm hearing that. This don't have to be the same sex. For some of you guys, maybe. All right. So it says right here, keep your friends like your bathing suits tight. Okay. So keep your friends like your bathing suits tight. Okay. So this could be someone in your closest circle that's into you. Maybe you don't have any idea about this person. This could be someone that's around you that maybe you'd be like, maybe you don't know, but someone is around you or around your social media, your job, your work, your home, probably your neighborhood, because I see a whole house right here. So somebody is watching you. Also, be careful, okay? If you guys live like in a Palm Beach area or something like that, be careful, somebody watching. All right. So, I mean, unless you want that. So let's look into the the ghetto tarot and see what's here for you, the collective, okay? All right, so let's see. What messages is here for the collective? Show me what I need to say. Let's get some advice. Advice. Show me what I need to say. Ooh, child, look at these books. They so big. All right, let's go. What is here? Ooh, we got two cards that wanted to come out. Ooh, we got the Three of Cups. Okay, so something is definitely coming together. Let's see what comes with the Three of Cups. Up, and then we have the Nine of Swords. Or is this the Eight, honey? Let me see. This is the Nine. Wait. This is the Eight. My bad. All right, so something you guys were worried about is definitely coming together. Something is definitely coming together that you was, like, really concerned about or worried about or stuck on. Let's see. One more. Yeah, something that she was thinking about is finally coming together because we got the Hangman. All right, so a lot of you guys that was thinking about something, or maybe this reading had helped you out. Some of you guys were really like stuck or some kind of mental imprisonment. Whatever this is, something is definitely coming together or making sense. I'm hearing that as well. What else is here for the collective? Okay, let's see. Let's see. What is making sense? What is making sense? Hold on. Let's see what's making sense. This is not for all of you guys, but let's see what's making sense. What is making sense for the collective? Show me what I'm using. All right, let's see what this is. We got the Ten of Pentacles, okay? So that career reading must have helped you guys, okay? Or the one when it comes to love, something about your neighborhood, all right? But something is definitely coming together. What else is here? Yeah, about your finances. Some of you guys are worried about finances. Yeah. All right, so we got the Nine of Cups, all right? And what else is here? And the Eight of Wands. All right, for some of you guys, you was worried about something that wasn't moving. This could be with money or business or people in general. I see a lot of people right here talking to you or listening to you. Also hearing for some of you guys with the music, a lot of people is going to notice your music. And it's going to have something to do with connections that you had did when it comes to, I'm seeing a lot of swords right here. So this could be connections that you had reached out to people or someone has shared something. Because whatever this is, let me show you. Okay, maybe you were sitting there trying to like figure out how you're going to do this, but it's like it said, the card said you got to put the work in. So whatever work you did, somebody saw that shit and they like, yo, what is this? So you must have been putting out the music, the pentacles, your work, because the pentacles can also be work. Whatever this is, something is moving. This can also be a lot of people that's talking about it or sharing. I'm seeing 10 different shares, okay, because we have the music right here. Well, these are the cups. But someone is walking right here. If this is not music, this has something to do with your wishes, okay? That's coming for fruition, or something you guys are definitely taking action and putting these opportunities in place, okay? Let's see what else is here. What else is here for the collective, okay? What else is here? Okay. That wanted to fall out first, okay? And this. A lot of people going to reach out to you, okay? If this is not a lot of people, this is a lot of messages, a lot of emails, a lot of texts, a lot of just messages in general. But I see people. I see darker people, okay? This can also be, what else is here with the Knight of Machete? Because this is reaching out, okay? You see this? This is reaching out. Some of you guys, if this has something to do with online, okay, whatever that was blocking you is going to be like released. I'm hearing that. Also, somebody is coming home. Somebody is being released from whatever this is. Somebody is being released. Okay, so let's see. One more card. All right, so we have the Ten of Swords. I feel as though some of you guys definitely went through something or was going through something. This can have something to do with your career. It was a lot of competition. But between this competition, you was like heard. One more card with this Ten of Swords. Hey, Nora. One more card. What is the Ten of Swords? What is the Ten of Swords? Okay, let's see. The Hermit. Someone noticed you. Okay, somebody see something. All right, whatever this is, somebody found it, okay? Maybe you guys found it. Somebody got found or discovered or whatever the hell this is because it was a lot of competition and somebody was fighting their way through, okay? I don't know if you guys ever rode a school bus, but, child, it is crowded on that bus at times. A lot of people be, you know, cramped up, going back and forth. Or if you guys are in Ghana and know about that damn tro-tro, honey, it's crowded on there as well. But whatever this is, something was you was noticed or discovered, okay? Something was found. We got the Hermit right here. You don't see this light right here? He looking down. And let's see what he looking down at. Because I asked what he looking down at or what is this card? And the Hermit came out. So, yeah. Something that you thought was dead is being resurrected, restored, okay? I'm hearing Lazarus come forth, whatever that is, okay? So, you guys got it. Let's see what else is here. Let's clarify it. Hey, Nora, baby. Hey, Hanny. All right, let's see. What's happening? Trying to see. Okay, like it. Trying to see. Well, that's too many cards, honey. Let's do it again for the collective. Ooh, and the hermit wanted to pop right up. So let's do it again. What is happening? What's this? All right. We have the star. Boom. Somebody's getting discovered, okay? Somebody's very important or somebody that's really important noticed you, okay? I'm seeing this happening. Someone is noticing you, all right? If this has something to do with a career, you guys have a business, okay? Somebody is noticing your business. Somebody is noticing your channel because the Ten of Swords can also be a channel because it's a connection, something like that. Somebody is noticing it, okay? Or somebody found it, okay? Because we have here the star. Okay, so whatever this is, guys, when it comes to your career, your business, or whatever the hell you're trying to do that wasn't moving, okay, and you probably needed something, like somebody needed some kind of clarity or thoughts or whatever this is finally getting there, okay? So let's see what comes out when it comes to this advice, and then I'm going to get the heck out of here, okay? So let's get some advice on this. Advice on this whole read. Advice. More advice. Ooh, we got two cards. Let's take it. So we have the smoky quartz, okay? And then we have the citron, okay? Can you guys see this? The citron. So let's read. When it comes to the smoky quartz, it says, clear negativity. Release negativity from within or around you. So remember I said earlier, guys, it's something around you that you need to cross or die. Also, it says release. Remember I said somebody might have got released out of jail. Some of you guys might have a new release or something like that. Okay, something is being released. Something is being moved. Okay, some of you guys might need to check your sewer pipes. Okay, because something is blocked or was blocked. Some of you guys might have cleaned something. Okay, because I see brooms right here. All right, so some of you guys might need to clean your space, your area, in order for you to think, honey. Because I'm hearing that song, you gotta think. All right, that's an old school song. All right, so somebody is also thinking about you, searching for you, looking for you. For those that's here for love, okay? Or some of you guys, somebody is searching for their soulmate. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, the next card I have for you guys, it says unnecessary worries, okay? This is your advice. It says release the burden of worries by giving them to God for healing and solutions, okay? So a lot of you guys must pray or will be praying or manifested something, but whatever this is, it says release again. So again, I'm hearing release. The magic word for this whole read is release. So this could be release stress, release whatever the hell you need to release. This could be worries, okay? Because I feel as though everything going to be all right. All right? So I hope this helped you in some kind of way, shape, or form, honey. Thanks for coming to this advice read. Until next time, guys, deuces. Hey, guys, in the podcast, I hope this helped you in some kind of way. Honey, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more future reads. Thank you for coming. Love you all. Deuces.